this is Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
In the background, we can hear the wonderful Becky Sandler singing along with the song that you just heard there. And meanwhile, to kick things off here for Exploding Head Movies this Monday, let's do a quote that Paul Westerberg gave recently, and that's, "Rock guitar players are all dead men walking. It's only a matter of time. Those who fail to click with the world and society at large find safe haven in music to sing, write songs, create, perform. Each an act of art in itself that offers no promise of success, let alone happiness." Children by the Millions, sing for Alex Chilton. If only Paul Westerberg made that true back big when Big Star was rolling along. And that was The Replacements with the song Alex Chilton off their 1987 album Pleased to Meet Me. And Matt's lead singer Westerberg penned that hopelessly romantic tune into one of his biggest inspirations, along with many other folks, and that would be Alex Chilton, who died last Saturday at the age of 59. And what Westerberg released a statement, along with an op-ed in the New York Times, which I quoted at the beginning, proudly claiming both his mentor's musicianship and his friendship, which starts this week's episode of Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired show here on UBC's spunky yet sassy community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock here. Phone number for the booth, 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Now, Chilton was supposed to have reunited with his band Big Star on the last day of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. But in light of his death, the performance turned into a memorial slash wake with the backing band aiding singers like Mike Mills from R.E.M., Kirk Kirkwood of Meat Puppets, M. Ward, the Watson Twins, and many more singing Chilton's tunes. Chilton had one high-profile band prior to Big Star, and back in Memphis when he was 16, he was the lead singer and guitarist for a soul group known as the Box Tops, for which they recorded this song that's been a persistent presence since its release. So from the 1967 album of the same name, here's the Box Tops with The Letter.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. Well, she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, get a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter. If it's no, well, I can go.
off the 1972 album, number one record. That was Big Star with 13. And Chilton stayed with the Box Tops briefly before becoming a disillusioned, striking out on his own, and then forming Big Star as he learned to write songs for himself. And number one record, along with later albums Radio City and Sister Lovers, they never sold that well, but they became templates for many bands such as The Mats, as we heard before, and then REM throughout the 80s. And sitcom fans should know that Cheap Trick's cover of Big Star's In the Streets is the theme to that old show, That 70s Show. And again, Alex Chilton died March 19th in Tulane, Louisiana, at the age of 59.
The Union and CITR present Charlotte Gainsbourg, Sunday, April 11th at the Vogue Theater. The performance will feature material from her celebrated new album, IRM, produced by Beck. And joining Gainsbourg on the first leg of her North American tour, alt-indie band AM. This is an all-ages event. Doors open at 7, show starts at 8. Tickets available through Ticketmaster, at Zulu and Red Cat Records, and online at unionevents.com. Charlotte Gainsbourg and special guest AM. Sunday, April 11th at the Vogue Theater. Presented by The Union and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. This is Exploding Head Movies, and I'm Gak, and I didn't manage to make it down to the Chilton tribute when I was in Austin, but I did manage to catch dozens of other acts. So this week's episode is going to be a quick summary to what or who I did see during my first South by Southwest experience. And towards the back end, we'll look at, take a quick look at Ry Cooter's score to the 1982 film Paris, Texas. And the South by experience combines the interactive film and music over 10 days. There's lots of talks, networking, screenings, performances, all laden with enough sponsors to provide gimmies in numerous forms. You know, tchotchkes, food, libations, and concerts. And the music festival began properly on a Wednesday, but there were already plenty of pre-conference shows going on at that time. And on Tuesday, we were guided to one of the University of Texas co-ops to catch one insane show on the second floor of one of the residences, which introduced me to this band of Los Angeles. So from their forthcoming self-titled album through In the Red Records, here's Wounded Lion with Creatures in the Cave.
I'm in the cave.
From San Francisco, there are the OCs with Enemy Destruct off last year's Help album. And both the OCs and the band we heard beforehand, which was Wounded Lion, performed at the 21st Street Co-op in Austin on a Tuesday night, and it was a riot. Show was still raging past 2:30 a.m. when the police arrived at the co-op, the co-op itself features a demented series of balconies and staircases that were wet with dew and spilt booze. And the OCs also played numerous shows throughout the entire festival. And one show that they did play at 2 a.m. was underneath one of the pedestrian bridges overlooking Lady Bird Lake. And I believe Duncan from Duncan's Donuts managed to catch that show. And probably the first show that they've had in a while that wasn't stopped by the police. They just got tired. And, of course, not to be confused with the pedestrian bridge is not to be confused with the South Congress Bridge, which is where all the bats primarily live. And one thing to do when you are in Austin when the springtime is a lot warmer than it was when we were there is to sit on the south side of the bridge to watch all the bats leave the under part of the bridge there, and that number in the millions. I tried watching them, I think I was on the first or second night, and unfortunately it was a bit too cool, so there are only thousands of them, but ideally what's supposed to happen is that there's a big cloud that flies over the lake, a big black, brown, leathery, winged mammal cloud. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. The few of us that arrived at the conference from CITR arrived on a Sunday and gave us time to acclimate. And aside from a day trip out towards the hill country, full of longhorn steer, chickens in trees, and plates of tasty barbecue, we spent some quality time hanging out with some of our guides, including Doug the Canuck from KOOP, and then the promotions coordinator, Nicole, from the University of Texas station KVRX. And they're both community-driven stations that share the dial in Austin on 91.7 FM. And that's co-op with a K during the day and KVRX during the night. And we also all mingled on a Wednesday morning in East Austin at a mixer party. And then once that morning was started out, it was time to hit the conference proper. And Emos at noon, this band from Toronto took the stage. And from last year's Hometowns album, here are the Rural Alberta Advantage with Drain the Blood.
You drain the blood of my left ventricle anytime you said you would change my heart in a petrified wood. Oh, 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 I'm really trying. Tonight.
CITR presents lo-fi pop duo Small Black with synth pop musician and blog favorite Washed Out, Tuesday, March 30th at the Media Club. On tour to support their latest releases, Small Black and Washed Out, aka Ernest Green, share the stage and demonstrate just how kick-ass a bedroom laptop can be. Lineup includes Radio Zero's DJs Tyler Fedchuk, Matt Auchar, and Cam Dales. Doors at 8 p.m., show at 9. Tickets available at Scratch, Red Cat, and Victoria, Ditch Records. Advanced tickets are available online at www.ticketweb.ca. Small Black and Washed Out with Radio Zero DJs Tyler Fedchuk, Matt Auchar, and Cam Dales. Tuesday, March 30th at the Media Club. Brought to you by Timber Productions and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hi, this is Mick from Bell and Sebastian, and you're listening to DITR 101.9 FM.
Montreal. That was the Besnard Lakes with Glass Printer off their latest album, The Besnard Lakes, or The Besnard Lakes. I was arguing with a guy from Saskatchewan about the pronunciation, but I'm saying Besnard because I see an A and they're from Montreal. So, sorry, The Besnard Lakes are The Roaring Night. And before that, from Georgia, that was Washed Out with You'll See It from last year's Life of Leisure EP. And as you heard there, they are coming to town. They'll be at the Media Club with Small Black tomorrow, Tuesday, March 30th. And if you're curious, the Besnard Lakes will be playing the same place, the Media Club, on May 5th. And one anecdote I can relate from Austin. Where was it? Yes, Washed Out and Besnard Lakes played back-to-back at the Mohawk in Austin on a Wednesday. And between their sets, the sound man took a spill when walking down the stage from the patio level board. He managed only a mild injury, thankfully, but he took down part of the sign and he gashed his head massively. But for the rest of the day, he manned the mixer with an ice pack firmly on his head and the lower half of his left side of his face dripping with blood. Later that day, I caught these next two acts at a sparsely populated Urban Outfitters parking lot, likely due more to its location off Guadalupe, which is just to the west of Texas campus, and not because of the free libations, imbibements, all that kind of wonderful stuff. The free things around Austin and South by Southwest is crazy. That's how I am now addicted to breakfast tacos, and there are none to be found in Vancouver. Anyways, managed to catch Dame Funk, and he's LA's ambassador of Boogie Funk. He's a DJ producer who's done some remix work for acts like Animal Collective. And last year's album, which is called To Each His Own, Volume 1, came out in Stone's Throw, and he came to South by Southwest in two configurations. There was by himself on a laptop, and then he had a full band featuring the keytar. So off of To Each His Own, Volume 1, subtitled LA Trick, here's Dame Funk with Mirrors. We'll be right back. Year's slow dance album through K Records. There's Jeremy J with A Gallop. And aside from J's appearance that afternoon, he also headlined a showcase at the Beauty Bar. And it's a performance I hadn't really expected to catch since I ran into some wristband acquisition problems at first. However, I did find someone selling official bands later on and managed to do my first crawl along 6th Street, that zoo that was. Just imagine how Granville Street is like on a Saturday evening around midnight or so, but I put that like on a Wednesday afternoon, and that's what the story's like. So I managed to catch acts like Das Racist, Javelin, Estrada, and Mantler. And on Thursday, there was a little bit of slice of Vancouver on the Austin streets as Mint Records held a party at one of the smaller venues just off Red River. And one of the acts playing there was the Pack AD. The duo have a new album coming out shortly called We Kill Computers. And they've released 3 shows in town next coming weeks here. I believe they're having a record release at the Railway, and I think I saw something happening at the Biltmore as well, too. But check your calendars, because those girls, they're going to be everywhere for the next little while. Off We Kill Computers, here's the Pack AD with Cobra Mate.
Party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Gallery Lounge is your location for a wide variety of draft beers at student-friendly prices. Come to the gallery for a relaxed atmosphere and great food, including the famous pizza pretzel. Fellow students provide the entertainment with weekly open mic and karaoke nights. The gallery is located on the main concourse of the sub and open Monday through Saturday till 1 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Underground, I've heard the footsteps of a girl. Those sounds were close to paradise. A tide up my ears and a buzz of shame. Upstairs for the footstep girl. I wanna make it up.
around, I've heard the footsteps of a girl.
Idea how they actually call this band's name on the radio, commercial radio, on TV, or even they had some disputes actually when they played Levi's Fader Ford about whether they'd be allowed in or not. But yeah, cover your ears, that was fucked up. And what was that? That was Holding Back off of their Couple Tracks compilation of all their singles from 2001 or 2002 to 2009. It was 2002 to 2009, and they're the Toronto hardcore act, and they had performed tons of shows. And actually, if you do keep a track of Fucked Up's blog, they actually post a recap of like how South by Southwest operates, which is good for any band to sort of realize whether it's worth making the trek down to see if they can recoup the costs or at least network properly. And one of the shows that Fucked Up did play, which was fantastic, and I was warned about before, and experienced thanks to Stuart Durdane from the Vancouver province. They performed a free sidewalk show outside Beerland. And it's just sort of, it's almost like a saloon style where it's like the awning sort of cuts over the covered sidewalk. And they basically were joined by a few of the Circle Jerks, and they're doing crazy covers for as long as they could remember. So there are a whole bunch of, you know, they even pulled out like a whole cover because I think she was playing at South By before diving to Nirvana. They did some Circle Jerks. They did a whole mess of stuff. It was great. And if you actually find photos of it, if you see any photographers climbing a tree and dangling trying to get pictures, that would be myself. And before that, we heard Liars, and that's off of their Sister World album. And that song was called No Barrier Fun. And the trio's moved from, actually, I don't know if there's a trio anymore, but they just have swelling ranks, at least for like five or six guys on stage when I saw them at Coupe de Ville. But they moved from Berlin now to Los Angeles, so they've sort of come up with a sinister Randy Newman type, or Raymond Chandler type feel there. Although it ties in a little strong Los Angeles experimental scene going on right now. And yeah, the lead singer, he's almost like Nick Cave at this point. It's phenomenal. I can't wait to see what Liars are up to next. But soon you will be able to experience that, because on April 30th, Liars will be at the venue with Full Chin. And we started that set off with Vancouver duo, the Pack AD, and that's coming off their forthcoming album, We Kill Computers, and what we heard was Cobra Mate. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. My name is Gak, and One reunion that did happen there that I was really looking forward to, that was Man or Astro Man, and that's the sci-fi inspired instrumental trio from Alabama, although they said they were from deep space, relying on primitive Earth technology. And this was their first performance together for 5 years. They last played South by Southwest 2005, dismantled everything and passed it to the audience, and that was that. But they came back. They had a little bit of a sound issue where they were playing, but overall, their kookiness is still strong. The drummer, they had to deal with a fuse transplant at some point, which is handy because I think two of the musicians in Man or Astro Man are electrical engineers. So, yeah, they ended up with some plasma coil at the end of the concert on stage as well, too. So, from their 2001 album, Beyond the Black Hole, here's Man or Astro Man with Green-Blooded Love.
Family kick you out of the house, working part-time at diners, saving money for college, at least you're passing with B's, so it's no real tragedy. In the dark room, developing photographs, I decided to kiss you, but it felt like a downer, since you left in a hurry, didn't speak for a week, then you finally called and said that we should meet. It's not quite what I expected from you. I never thought that you even liked me. But it was just a little kiss. And I'm ready for more. We made out on the pier. And the sewage dragged you straight to my heart. At least 3 years ago, when I were out from India, wearing Moorish clothes. You're the first thing I noticed. You're the pearl in my heart, the golden seashell in my dream. Oh, in the summer nights, dancing in the gay clubs. All the magic was brewing. We slept late every day. Oh, I wanna tell you, Juliet. You're the pearl in my heart, the golden seashell in my dreams. The days when I didn't feel obscene, making prank calls to China and so dance radio sessions. Got your hands on my arms and my hands on your hips, calling all the stations to request another duo. Oh, radio DJs, play my song all day long. I wanna sing along. Come on, radio DJs, play my song all day long. I wanna sing along. Come on. Wearing Moorish clothes, you're the first thing
this is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
That's one of the acts that I had been hoping to see live for a while, and I was not disappointed. That was Duchess Says, and off their Anthologie de Trois, Pourquoi, that was Melon. And by live, I didn't realize that the lead singer there would basically just charge in the crowd and start tackling people and just sort of going in right in her face to you. And before that, also from Montreal, it is Think About Life with Sweet 16. And you can find that off last year's album Family, and both Duchess Says and Think About Life are on the Alien 8 Recordings label. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. A little bit of a South by recap here, and we have a few songs here before we get into our little short burst of a soundtrack profile. Before that, actually we're sort of dipping into a day that I skipped. And that's not because I skipped it outright. It actually was a great day, including the point, I don't know if you know the Cambodian / LA band Dengue Fever, but I managed to catch them live in the French Legation Museum, which is a beautiful part of Austin on a hill there, full of trees. It's a nice, cool place to be, especially on a hot day. And part of the stage actually had a bit of an issue there, so I had to catch the guitarist from Dengue Fever before he totally fell off. And yeah, that was quite wild. And also caught Meyer Hawthorne, Annie Rossi, Tori Moi, and Vats of Free Vermont Apricot Infused Magic Hat. Yeah, it was great. And then later that night, I did catch a Soul Review at the Austin Music Hall. I met some fantastic people I've been in touch with. Managed to see Smokey Robinson for the first time, and then I saw Sharon Jones, who's going to be fantastic when she comes into town on June 20th. I sort of recapped a bit of what I experienced on that third day of South by Southwest, which I think is a Friday now. I filled in for Jason Colantonio's show, Shake a Tail Feather, last Friday, and that's on CITR at 10:30 to midnight. I did throw it on my podcast, so if you go to CITR.ca, you can check the feed burner there for Exploding Head Movies, and yes, you'll find something worthwhile there, hopefully. Because God knows that's what I'm doing it for. Saturday was cold, which was a bit of a drag because I was more packed for Texas weather. But eventually I had mittens, but I had to run out and get a sweater. But the good news, I did catch some other acts inside, which I think became a criteria for most people until they get the proper clothes for the weather. And this band out of L.A. really struck a lot of people's fancy. And when I did catch them, I could see why. And they used to be called Cavil at Rest, but now they're called Local Natives. And from this year's album, Gorilla Manor, which you can find through French Chris, here's Local Natives with Warning Sign.
Yeah.
featuring one of the members from the late lamented Be Your Own Pet from Tennessee. That was Turbo Fruits with Hold Me off last year's album Echo Kids off Fat Possum. And Turbo Fruits, I'm trying to remember when they're coming into town. That's right, April 5th. The Biltmore Cabaret along with Surfer Blood. But yeah, they're uproarious. He's hanging from the rafters trying to play a guitar upside down, suspended like 20 feet off the stage. It was totally mental. And before that, we heard a bit of a Talking Heads cover there, and that was Local Natives with Warning Sign off of this year's album Gorilla Manor. Okay, we're going to be crashing through the next few songs here. But one thing, if you are a friend of CITR, you can use this for discounts along Commercial Drive.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home, then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing, and you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
You
Parker's East Van there. Japan Droids with Wet Hair off last year's Post Nothing album. And the duo did play at least about 9, maybe 10 shows at South by Southwest. I managed to catch them at their last one. And boy, were they exhausted. But they still tore off a fantastic set. Although I was really torn because they also were hopping back and I had to hop back and forth. They were playing a venue that had 2 stages. And on the other stage was this next act. And they're from Austin, Texas. And they actually got recently dropped by their label. So they have a new album ready to go, but no one wants to take it. But off of their 2006 album, Passover. Because, of course, it is Seder right now for all you Jewish listeners. Here's the Black Angels with the Snipers at the Gates of Heaven. We'll be right back. Puerto Rico, that is Davila 666 with Sabes Que Quiero. That's off last year's 7-inch single Primera Muerte. And before that, we heard the Black Angels with a Sniper at the Gates of Heaven off the 2006 album Passover. And I saw Davila 666 in an abandoned government building. It was the last night of South by Southwest. And at some point, we were told about all the after parties. So at some point, you know, Perez Hilton had Snoop Dogg somewhere, and Diplo was spinning some set off where no one could find it. But I managed to jump a few fences and some parking garage ramps, and Vice had a party. They had free drinks. And along with the Villa 666, there was Les Savvy Fav, which, as always, is a fantastic experience to behold. The few minutes we have left, let's listen to a few cues from Ry Cooter's score to Paris, Texas. And Ry Cooter had worked with Captain Beefheart. He'd recorded with a couple of Rolling Stones albums as well, too. But a lot of us know him for his work for things like the Buena Vista Social Club. And he's recorded soundtracks for Wim Wenders in the past, including The End of Violence. But in 1982, he worked in Paris, Texas. And the music was inspired by some Blind Willie Johnson music here. Some of the most soulful, transcendent piece there is in American music. So here's Ry Cooter with the theme of Paris, Texas. And then we'll listen to a bit of No Safety Zone. background here, this is No Safety Zone. And before that, we had Paris, Texas, the theme to the 1982 film itself, scored by Ry Cooter. Soundtrack came out in 1990 through Warner Brothers. And that's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Our brief crash through what the Austin South by Southwest experience was. Of course, with 2,000 bands there, it's easy to miss a lot of good things there. So coming up at, well, just a few short seconds here, it is Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, it's Rob Previtt with Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. And if you missed any of this week's episode, you can always get the MP3 through the podcast. Just subscribe through CITR's website, www.citr.ca. Next week, there's a whole lot of new music I have to catch up over the past month or so, and then there's a score that was Oscar-worthy, but it was ignored last year, and that's Marvin Hamlisch's retro soundtrack to Steven Soderbergh's film, The Informant. So enjoy yourselves, everybody. Have a Nagila. It's Passover time. Spring is upon us. Just have to deal with all the rain there. So enjoy.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
Can it be any other? You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker coming right.